Today is Wednesday, October 27th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we got another voicemail, and I don't know who it's from, but we're going to go ahead and play it because I don't want to accidentally click it and then forget that I have it or something like that. So, let's go ahead and play this voicemail now.
Hello, lovey. I'm out of my morning.
Hello, fatty.
Walk, and it's a very cool 45 degrees here in Upchuck. And I just heard your little show from yesterday. And you said you never got my first message. Well, okay, whatever. So I'm going to repeat it now. Sorry, I was just passing Larry on the walking trail, but anyway, the original question that you never answered was, you never brought us up to date on the artwork panels that you bought to go above the old what? Cooking chimney there at the new mansion. I think you had leaned them up against the mantle or something like that, and you did that before your September 11th celebration, which I always thought was a little odd anyway. But anyway, did you send that shit back, or did you just resign yourself that it's better than nothing, or what? Ooh, I'm a little gassy. Anyway, well, thank you for calling. Okay, bye-bye now.
Thank you for calling. So, I feel like you've asked that question. So, are you sure that I missed your voicemail? I'm not saying that it didn't come in. I totally could have missed it. It's totally something that could have happened. What I'm saying is, I missed it. Whether I clicked on it, and then it... Because it comes into my email and it says, hey, you've got a new voicemail, and I can click on it right in the email. So I have a folder set up, and, you know, I mean, you guys don't need the whole kit and caboodle. But I could have sworn. Anyway, so for whatever reason, I either clicked on it and then didn't play it, and then it was marked as read, so I thought it was read, or, you know, who knows? Who knows? But I didn't see it. And how would I know? Like, I mean, I'd have to go through all my voicemails and remember what you've said on the show and what you haven't. And anyway, there's no way to know. But regardless, I will answer that question because, sure. Well, we couldn't decide. It's not that we didn't like it. I mean, we were okay with it. The problem with Mark and I is we don't know what we like. Especially when it comes to design, like, we're not really sure whether we like something, we don't, whether we should like something, whether, you know, and so this is true of furniture, of artwork, of any, we struggle. For gay people, we really struggle. And we've taken design, like, oh, take this quiz and we'll tell you what your style is. And then we take the quiz and then they say, this is your style. And it shows you all these pictures and we hate them. Like, but we can't figure out what our style is. So when it came in, I thought, oh, does this look kind of grandma-y, you know? Something that your grandma would have with some lace doilies, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But we put it up and we put it on the mantle, but we, instead of hanging it on the wall with like screws or nails or something, we just put it on the mantle and leaned it against the wall. So, and it's a high ceilings, big fireplace, etc. So, and we had bought a brass lamp, a fancy brass lamp to go on the side. And we got some greenery. Mark did some fall greenery because it's fall now. And anyway, so it looks good, and we did not send it back because, you know, what else are we going to get? It looks good. Everybody that comes in says it looks good, but I don't know. I'm afraid if I post a picture of it, somebody will be like, ugh, what kind of taste do you people have? So, you know, I was, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show, but I've been reading some stuff about stoicism. And I've it's just like I listened to a podcast where they talked about it. I Googled what stoicism is. So that's as far as I've gotten. But basically, it's a way of living your life that's supposed to be a lot happier, where you just worry about things that are in your control and don't worry about things that are not in your control. And so you shouldn't worry about what other people think about you because that's not in your control, you know, stuff like that. So honestly, I should just be stoic and not care what anyone else thinks. But anyway, we kept it. And it looks fine. It looks fine. Looks, you know, we don't know if it matches our style or if it's old, if it looks like a grandma, but it's there. And until we find something better, it's going to be there. We're not even looking for anything better, but if something jumps out, you know, like I really like those photos of that cow with the shaggy emo hair. Maybe we could put one of those up there. That'd look really country. We live in the middle of a cow pasture, and then we're going to have a photo of a cow on our wall. It's great. So I thought what I would do is read another question from my book of questions. So let's go ahead and do that. It says, what's something you've won and how did you win it? And I thought this was apropos. Because, and I don't know if I used that word correctly, but it sounded right. I thought this was apropos because I've been talking to you guys about how I've been practicing more recently. And something that I've won, I was first band, first chair. I don't even know if there were multiple bands, but I was first chair of the Four States Band when I was in a senior in high school. And what that was, so we have all region, a lot of people that go through the band system in junior high and high school, you'll know about this, but you'll generally have regional competitions where you'll prepare all these solos and scales and exercises and all that kind of stuff. And you'll go compete against other people that play your instrument. You go in a room, there's usually a sheet so the judges can't see you. And then you'll play your little exercises, and they have a sight reading where they pull out something that you have never seen before and you have to sight read it. And anyway, so, but I always got so nervous at these things. Now, at region, I made first man, first chair. Several years, 2 years in junior high and 2 or 3 years in high school, I made first man, first chair. So I was first man, first chair of my region in both junior high and high school. I was the one to beat. But Allstate, so anyone that made a certain score in all region would then go to Allstate. And I would get so nervous. I only made Allstate one time because I would get so nervous. I'm like, oh my God, all these other trumpet players from these bigger schools, they're all better than me. So Four States took four states, Texas, Arkansas, I'm going to get it wrong. Let's just say Oklahoma and Missouri. I don't know if that's right, but let's just say. And your band director would nominate you, and then you go and you audition and etc. So I was nominated, and I was looking at it as just, especially because we were nominated, and I thought, there's no way I'm going to compete against these Texas trumpet players. You know, everybody in Texas thinks they're better than everybody else. So, I went into the practice room on the day of the, and oh my God, all these Texas trumpet players were just running circles around everybody else. But I treated it, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a fun trip. We're going out of town. We're riding the bus. We're staying in a hotel. I don't care what I make. I mean, there's no way I'm going to beat these Texas trumpet players. And so when I went into my audition, I was not nervous because I get really nervous. But because I was just like, oh, this is a fun trip. I'm just going to have a good time, you know, whatever. I wasn't nervous when I went in my audition, and I played everything really well. And I beat all those Texas trumpet players. I made first chair. So, yeah, if I only don't get nervous, I perform really well. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.